Good evening. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. It was announced today that there will be no convictions in the case of Freddie Gray. All charges were dropped against the three Baltimore police officers that were awaiting trial. Freddie Gray was the black 25-year-old in April of last year. His neck was broken when he was arrested by police, and witnesses say police beat him after a rough ride in a police van. He lost consciousness. Days later, he died. There's been civil unrest across Baltimore since the death last April, and it continues today. Baltimore State Attorney Marilyn Mosby.
What we realized very early on in this case was that police investigating police, whether they're friends or merely their colleagues, was problematic.
That's right.
There was a reluctance and an obvious bias that was consistently exemplified not by the entire Baltimore Police Department, but by individuals within the Baltimore Police Department at every stage of the investigation, which became blatantly apparent in the subsequent trial.
The mothers of Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Eric Garner, Sandra Bland, and other black men and women who died at the hands of police in police custody or from gun violence spoke on the second night of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Jamie Harrison is chair of the South Carolina Democratic Party.
For us, in South Carolina, we have experienced a lot of pain, a lot of heartache from the Walter Scott shooting to the tragedy at Mother Emanuel. As a African American growing up in the South, who's taught to have this little fear and trepidation about interacting with the police.
Same in New York.
Yeah. It was magical to have those women on the stage, and I felt every bit of pain and anguish that they had. And what was so great about them is that they also said, listen, we know that there's some great police officers. I know some of them that I consider mentors. But we have to figure out how we get rid of the bad apples. We also have to figure out how do we tackle gun violence in this country. I mean, it's an epidemic that has to be addressed. When I heard about the statistics in Chicago over the July 4th weekend, and there's, almost 85 people who were shot over the course of a weekend in the city, and most of them African Americans, it makes you pull out your hair, and like, we have to figure this out. We have to cure this epidemic that is impacting all of us.
There's a consensus that Bernie Sanders moved the Democratic Party to the left, but in terms of blacks, that he didn't do enough. LaVon Gracie is a Hillary Clinton delegate from Orlando, Florida.
She's the only one that has addressed Black Lives Matter. She's the only one that talked about the fact that the police department, criminal justice department, is not fair to all people. She's bold enough to tell the truth rather than hide behind innuendos. She is going to address the problems head on.
Did you find that the Bernie Sanders campaign didn't address black issues?
I found that, but I think I'm so appreciative of what he did. And so I think that we're going to be as one, and we are going to deliver Florida, you're going to deliver New York, California is going to deliver California, and guess what? We're going to wake up on the 9th and we're going to say Madam President.
But did you think that Bernie Sanders didn't do enough to get the black vote?
Well, Hillary has a history with us, going back to her husband. So I think he did not know how to crack into the black vote. He tried, but he just didn't know what to do.
He got the young people.
He did, and that's amazing. That is amazing. Now, if we can deliver them to the polls, there's no question that we'll win.
What about, though, the Bernie Sanders delegates who walked out or just so dissatisfied?
Well, you know what? I don't care what you do. You will never get 100%. We have the majority, and we're going to move on with them. And I have to go and find myself a seat. If not, I'm going to be coming back out here talking to you because I won't have anywhere to sit.
And the sun came shining, and I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling.
Yesterday at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia, there was a walkout of some of the Bernie Sanders delegates. Norman Solomon is a Bernie Sanders delegate and coordinator of the Bernie Sanders Network. It includes 1,250 of the 894 Sanders delegates.
As we speak, last night, there was, I think, a very quiet walkout that emptied the seats largely or mostly from several delegations. And people were chanting outside of the hall, but in the concourse area, this is what democracy looks like, and then went silent intentionally for a number of minutes, went outside the convention building itself, and then went into the main media area, which is quite huge, actually. And there was a sort of a sit-in. Some people have compared it to the sit-in in the House of Representatives to make a point, to make presence, to say that we are asserting our space. We're not going anywhere. We're not shutting ourselves down as Bernie Sanders delegates, and that we're part of movements, and movements are ongoing. Electoral campaigns come and go, the healthy ones, and Bernie Sanders' campaign has been very healthy and enlivening, but even the healthy ones, they come and go, and they should be subsets of movements instead of the other way around.
Solomon says there's going to be a diversity of ripple effects. He says when you find protesters angry with Sanders for endorsing Clinton, it was obvious he was going to do this. This is what he intended to do all along if he didn't get the nomination.
He's been an independent in Congress until recent months. He's a progressive, he's an avowed democratic socialist, lowercase d, and ever since 1984, he's wisely recognized that you fight like hell to get the best nominees you can. And then when the general election comes along, as he did in 1984 to try to stop Reagan by endorsing Walter Mondale, every 4 years at that juncture, he's willing to what I think I would call a rational choice and say, you've got to stop the extreme right wing. Now, in our current context, my own view, and this is not what Bernie would say, he's in a sort of a box. Us delegates may be in a box, but we're in a bigger box. My feeling is that if you live in New York, if you live in Washington, D.C., or Maryland, or California, or Texas, then why should you vote for Hillary Clinton if you're a progressive? She's a militarist, she's a corporate flack, and on and on. But if you live in a swing state, if you live in Florida, North Carolina, Virginia, New Hampshire, Ohio, Iowa, there's about 15 swing states. And I agree with Noam Chomsky's analysis. At that point, there's only one way to prevent a Trump presidency, and that is in the swing states, vote for Hillary Clinton. Now, everybody should, of course, make up their own minds. It's not about finger wagging. It's about sharing an analysis. And, you know, people will make up, of course, their own decisions.
He was able to deliver what Occupy Wall Street did not deliver. He was able to deliver a mass movement making demands which are necessary to politics, and that was very difficult for the Zuccotti Park people to ever agree on the idea of a demand.
Social activist Tom Hayden.
He is responsible for leading a movement where people were willing to put that sentiment into reality, and it will have after effects that we can't predict, but obviously there are going to be impacts on the platform. The party hierarchy has been threatened to change or face further challenges. I think the it all depends on Bernie's next move will have to be to do everything possible to elect Hillary Clinton. And my personal opinion is that's because the Supreme Court has more after effects than even a presidential election. There's three or four possibilities in the next year for a new Supreme Court. And I'm old enough to know what that means. You get yourself 30 years of running room. That's why the conservatives are absolutely desperate. They'll do everything they can to block it. There will be some dirty tricks in the election, attempts at sabotaging the vote in many places like Maricopa County. There may be manipulated violence either against police or among terrorist organizations, because they're political as well, and we've got to be, we're nearing the victory line after a very long march through the institutions, and and we have to secure and consolidate our base right now and hold on through what the hell is going to happen in the next 2 months.
Tom Hayden, longtime activist and former California state senator. He was one of the founders of SDS, Students for a Democratic Society. Linda Perry, WBAI News at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.